Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our number two of our broadcast. A lot to get to in this hour, including our discussion about free speech and our rights in general. And some polling information that really ought to concern you in this regard. Also, a follow-up to our discussion yesterday about the president and his condition with Kellyanne Conway's husband, the ongoing feud, John McCain, and yes, we have additional audio from yesterday that I think further confirms what I said to you yesterday. It makes me even more concerned. So be prepared and have guns blazing. I fully expect it, but I'm telling you again, you darn well better bring your A game. Let us go out to a call from John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir. I want to talk to you about the Sheriff's Department and law enforcement. Now, targeting of anybody, any area, should not be, whether it's affluent or not affluent. You shouldn't target an area unless there is a specific problem. Now, if the police department in the jurisdiction is having a problem and they want the Sheriff's Department to supplement what they're doing, and the sheriff has the personnel to do that, that's great. That's wonderful. Let them do it. On the other hand, if a sheriff's officer is riding down the road and he sees a crime being committed, he is bound to do something about it, whether it's a traffic violation or something where he has to make an arrest. He's still law enforcement, and he's still bound to do those things, even though he may be serving a warrant or whatever for the sheriff's department. My this privilege thing is just something that crawls all over me. I grew up here in the South. My dad died when I was 10. My mother raised four children. All of us turned out all right. So I don't think I was privileged in any way growing up. And it just irks me when people say white privilege. I don't understand that. It does not compute with me.
Yep, I understand where you're coming from, John, and that's where I think we have to be very careful about the use of that word in the way this is thrown around, because you don't know. You do not know where somebody came from. You really don't. You can look at a person, you can see the money they seem to have, the car they seem to drive, the house they own. You don't know squat. You don't know how they got there. You have no idea. You know, and I will just interject here. One of the things that Jesus warned about, he said, don't judge according to appearance. Judge righteous judgment. You notice those words? He didn't say not to judge, which a lot of people love to run with that one. We're not supposed to judge. Yes, you are. And it's talking about being discerning. It's not talking about condemning people. But it's talking about doing in a righteous way, which means you get all of the facts. And as it relates to individuals, we find out who they are as individuals. We do not group people together and characterize them and categorize them and treat them a certain way, because this is what we think of that group. And this goes for black or white, because I'm telling you, I see this from a number of black people as well as white people. And frankly, I've seen it more black to white than I have white to black. Overtly expressed. Roger, good morning.
Hello, hi, Vince.
All right, sir.
All right, I want to speak on the sheriff right now. Man, listen, I'm a black man. I don't get on my name. I tell him my name is Rich Blackman. I stay beside some rich white people that I have money just like those guys. But they're drunks, man. They need to stop them people, man, from driving down the street like that. They wake up drinking mimosas.
You've experienced this personally.
Huh? Yeah, I know it personally. I stay beside predominantly white people, man. I'm rich. And my name is Rich Blackman. I tell them my name is Rich Blackman. You get it? Rich Blackman.
I get it, you Roger.
Know, you know? But they real respectful to me, you know? I don't do anything wrong. We don't do it. I mean, but I know their wives are drunk. Their husbands are drunk. They have a lot of stuff on their head. The money is not the thing. It's just that they think they own everything.
The mindset, yes. And when that happens, and I don't mind you describing that in particular. Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Roger, but this is not the case with all of your neighbors, is it?
No, it's not the case.
Okay.
The ones that like to deal with me, they're drunks.
Wow. That's not good. I hope nothing comes of this in terms of anybody getting hurt. That's very, very unfortunate. Let's go out to Greenville and Wes. Good morning, Wes.
Hey, good morning, Vince. You know, if I hadn't experienced some stuff lately here in Greenville, I would kind of say, you know, maybe he's just trying to revenue generation there a little bit. But are you familiar with the cliffs down here in Greenville?
Not familiar.
That is a multi-million-dollar development.
Okay.
And luckily, some relatives of mine have a place in there. But, you know, we're the odd people out. You know, I'm not made of money. So I got to go in there and see this world, okay? And I don't know if you boated much, Vince, but I grew up boating. You know, you have no rights on a boat. The Coast Guard or the Ranger can just board your boat. He can ask you for your life. You know, you basically have no rights. And that's always been a problem with me on the water. You know, I didn't give up my constitutional rights just because I happened to be on a body of water. But I noticed up there, Vince, the game wardens are hands off, okay? You don't cross other boats' wakes. You don't come up close behind another boat, especially while people are towing skiers. These are things that would get you killed on Lake Hartwell, where I grew up, okay, where the masses boat. And I began to point this out to my relatives. I said, you know, it's amazing to watch these game wardens come up in here, not board anybody's boat, not check for life jackets, not check for out-of-date stickers. A lot of these millionaires are rolling around in brand-new boats with no paperwork, no DNR stickers, no nothing. And I said, I'm of the opinion that it's hands off of these people. That these game wardens know if they come up here, they try to write this guy a ticket, it's going to be more trouble than it's worth. And, you know, if this sheriff is going out there and these people are breaking the law, more power to it.
All right.
Now, we all need to be treated the same, and that's not really what's going on.
Okay. I appreciate your perspective, and I like the fact that you've connected this to something you've experienced there in the upstate. Because I think we'd all agree there's a universal problem. Can we all agree to this? That overall, there are probably two sets of standards for the enforcement of law. Don't you probably agree that this happens a great deal? I mean, poster child for this particular incident and for this particular idea, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Is there anybody in the right mind who doesn't believe this woman belongs in prison? I mean, come on. How did she get away with what she has done? It's pretty obvious. And I think you can probably think of some other examples too. Ted Kennedy, rest his soul. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Man, this has really been quite a conversation stirred up about traffic enforcement, particularly in Mecklenburg County, and the concerns about class, race, all of that. Now, some of you still waiting to talk, be patient. I will get back to some of your calls. I absolutely must, because I promise to, cover a couple of stories related to the First Amendment and our rights in general. I want to share this first. President signing an executive order this afternoon on campus free speech and college transparency. The order will direct 12 grant-making federal agencies to coordinate with the Office of Management and Budget to certify that colleges receiving federal research funds comply with existing federal law and regulations that touch on free academic inquiry. This order does not apply to federal student aid programs. The document also will direct the Education Department to publish program-level data in the College Scoreboard on measures of student outcomes, including earnings, student debt, default rates, and loan repayment rates. But I think it's really important to focus on this issue of free speech, because we've seen plenty of examples on college campuses, for instance, where it's quite obvious free speech is basically just a phrase. We'd love to get your thoughts on this and how this will be walked out. One of the other aspects of this story is something that we really need to do something about. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. This country, it depends on the existence of an informed electorate. And I say this as two things. First, being informed about our founding documents. Second off, understanding current events in the context of our founding documents. Those two things have to go together. See, I think a lot of us are consuming what is called news that really lacks the context of understanding of our founding documents. Which leads me to a concern expressed in this particular article. This is mind-boggling. New research shows that while many Americans fear the First Amendment is under threat, three quarters don't even know how many amendments make up the Bill of Rights. Nearly 6 in 10 Americans believe the First Amendment is under threat. A large portion of respondents could not correctly name what the amendment protects. Of the 2,000 adults who took part in this poll, half thought that liberty is one of the 5 freedoms protected by the First Amendment. Really? Liberty. Just liberty in general. What does that mean? Liberty of what? 49% believe the pursuit of happiness was included. Oh boy. Only 3% named life as one of the protected freedoms. My goodness. What's more? Barely more than a quarter of participants knew how many amendments even comprised the Bill of Rights. In fact, 1 in 5 people not even familiar with the Bill of Rights when asked. This survey was commissioned by the Samuel Hubbard Shoe Company. It's kind of an interesting entity to put out a survey like this. Revealed 57% of respondents feel the First Amendment is at risk in the country's current climate. Many people pointing to bias in the media, the rise of fake news, main reasons for their concern. 1 in 7 admit they have trouble telling the difference between real and fake news. 31% agree the mainstream media struggles to report the news of the day without inserting bias within their coverage.
Look at New Zealand.
Hello?
Their gun rights changed on the actions of one person.
I was just thinking about that this morning. Just think about it. This is why the Constitution is so important. This is why it's so important to understand that we're not a democracy. Do you see these people hand-wringing every time we have an incident like that in this country? They want something done now. And by now, they mean gun control. And they want somebody to be able to do that in an instant. Do you know how dangerous that is? As much as we want some things to happen fast, these legal protections in our Constitution, our republic, are designed to protect us from these kinds of emotional responses out of people. By the way, what John is referring to is New Zealand. They've made the decision to ban so-called military semi-automatic weapons. And they've got a date. They've got a date as to when this is going to kick in. They've already decided. On March 15th, our history changed forever. Now our laws will too. We're announcing action today on behalf of all New Zealanders to strengthen our gun laws, make our country a safer place. Every semi-automatic weapon used in the terror attack on Friday will be banned. She hopes this law will be in place by April 11th, less than a month from now. This legislation will be drafted and introduced in urgency. By the way, there's an estimated 1.2 million guns in circulation in the country, one for every three people. They're going to do a buyback thing, and it's going to cost $1 to $200 million. Do you think this is going to solve their problem? Not in your life. And it'll be interesting what happens the next time. And I'm not putting ideas in people's heads. What are you going to do when somebody uses fertilizer or something else to blow people up and kill just as many people? You going to ban fertilizer? How far does this go? It's profoundly frustrating. And I'm glad John brought this up, because this is the kind of thing, this is the kind of agitating that the left is doing right now. And they're doing the same thing with the Electoral College. Have you seen all the conversations about that? Elizabeth Warren, several of these other Democrat candidates, they're all piling on saying, oh yeah, we need to get rid of the Electoral College. And do you know what concerns me about this? Do you know how Democrats get their way? Do you know how the so-called progressive movement gets their way? They agitate, and they agitate, and they're patient, and they wait until they get their way. It doesn't happen today or tomorrow or next week. But they know if they continue to agitate and they continue with their levers of power, with the educational system, the news media, it's just a matter of time before they brainwash enough people to get their way. It's going to happen. That's what they believe. And because there's really no counter movement in this country. Can I repeat what I just said? There is not a significant counter movement in this country to educate people and to push back against this. All we have, and there's too much of this, is preaching to the choir. We've got to figure out how to get outside of our political ghettos. And especially reaching our children, our younger generations, so we can stop this train wreck. Otherwise, what happened in New Zealand, it's on the way here.
News Talk 1110.
Hey, did you happen to miss any of our broadcasting here today? Maybe the Pat McCrory Show with Bo Thompson, or maybe parts of this broadcast, the Vince Coakley radio program. Let me encourage you, you can go to WBT.com/shows, catch up on everything going on. Listen to WBT anytime, anywhere on the radio.com app. If I understand correctly, just a few minutes left. If you'd like to participate in the bracket challenge for 2019, this is new for those of you who are in North Carolina. You are north of the border. As in listeners of WBT, I want to invite you to join the folks at 106.3 WORD. In fact, you go to 106.3WORD.com and you'll see a link for the 2019 Bracket Challenge. And not only can you have fun with this, but you can also win prizes. But you must do it before noon. So I want to make sure you understand that. Get it done, and get it done soon, so you can have fun and possibly win some really awesome prizes. Again, that closeout is coming up very, very soon. Several things we want to get to before the end of the broadcast today, and I want to mention it so these guys can help hold me to it. I still have a number of calls, people wanting to talk about this situation with the Mecklenburg County Sheriff. We will get to your calls in a bit. I also have a follow-up to my very controversial comments yesterday about the president and his mental health. Can I throw something out to you? I want you to think about something. If you can put aside partisan politics just for a moment. In fact, I'm not going to tell you who said this to me. I'm just going to share the comment. Okay? but a friend of mine sent this text to me because I sent him the new link for a story where the president's blasting John McCain again. Apparently he did this yesterday afternoon. There's audio of this. I'm not going to get to this now. I'm going to come to this in a few minutes. There's audio of him going off on John McCain again. I'm going to share my friend's comments a little bit from now. And I'm also, let me just tell you why. Why I think this is so important. I will do that shortly. So hang on. Let me get to a few of these calls because these people are dying to talk to us. They've been on hold forever, including Joe out of Cornelius. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right, sir.
I just wanted to make some comments about the situation up there about privilege. I live in the Cornelius area, and there is a sense of privilege up there, but it's not necessarily white privilege. And the reason I say that, I face situations, I'm a black person, I face situations where there are just a certain group of people who feel because they're in the area, they are better than the other folk, and they expect more. I've been in situations in the box stores, Home Depot and Lowe's, where individuals would walk up in front of people in line, whether they was black or white or whatever the color was. I've been in the grocery store where people just walk in line in front of you, and they just expect to be treated better because of where they live. And in all honesty, I've been in the box stores in that area, and the people that work there are much more respectful in those areas and seek to help you more so than you'll find in other areas. And it's mainly because the people in that area expect to be treated better.
That's pretty interesting. Yes. Well, hey, I do appreciate your call there, Joe, and you make a great point that this is across the board. And don't we all just need to learn how to respect each other and treat everybody the same? That's what it comes down to, right?
And I really think the sheriff was way out of line in that. You know, as I say, I live about 3/4 mile from Jaton Road. And, you know, if there's an issue in that area, we have police there in Cornelius that can take care of it.
Yep. I hear you. Yeah. Joe, I appreciate your perspective here. Let's go out to Rick. Good morning. Good morning, Rick. Going once, going twice. Welcome, Adam. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
All right, sir.
Just want to tell you a quick story. I recently received a solicitation for a donation from Sheriff McFadden and had a box at the top with yes beside it. You're supposed to check and then check your donation amount. I made my own box and put no beside it and checked it and said, $287G. I said, no 287G, no donation. And I sent it back in. Hopefully there won't be any repercussions. Anyway.
Hey, we know your address. We know where you live, Adam. We're coming after you. I'm just kidding. Hopefully there won't be. I would hope that the fundraising is totally separate from what's going on at the Sheriff's Department. Gigi in Gastonia, good morning.
Hey, Vince. I just heard you. I felt your blood pressure going up a little bit ago when you started talking about Hillary Clinton getting away with all of the stuff that's going on. My phone started getting hot. But anyway, so I just want to give you a little bit of good news. I don't know if you heard about it last night, but the news broke that the Ukraine government has issued a criminal investigation into one of their parliament members who was working with Hillary Clinton in United States 2016 elections, meddling. And so they opened up a criminal investigation, and they said they have tape recordings and they have phone recordings of things. So right now, you know, it just broke last night. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, they're doing what the United States government should have been doing, but they just refused to do. So I'm pretty sure with this new attorney general and with once that starts, you know, jumping off over there, I'm pretty sure that he will, you know, start doing what he needs to do. And the second thing that I wanted to tell you was ask you is if you heard about Joe Biden's son, the son that he had, I think they said he had a real estate company or something that was just fresh off, you know, it wasn't very big. But when he and Obama and Biden during their presidency, that Joe Biden went to meet with the Chinese government, and he took his son with him. And when they came back within a month, this company that the Biden son had, all of a sudden they got like $1 billion donation from the Chinese government.
Oh, come on, Gigi. This is a pure coincidence. Pure coincidence.
And then they showed Joe Biden on TV, and you know, they were like, "We want the foreign governments are wanting Biden for president. Please, we need you back. We need you
I'll
back."
I'll bet they do.
They're ready to keep on piggybacking on the back of the United States.
And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy about this, Gigi, too? These folks are completely unashamed about what they're doing, aren't they?
And you know, but it got zero coverage on that. And I'm like, it took Gigi to call Vince Coakley show to let them know what's going on.
Well, I am glad you called. And we will see what happens with this probe. I've got to tell you, Gigi, I find myself mostly skeptical of these announced investigations because I think in many cases they do this for show. And then it all amounts to nothing. The moment I see one of these folks perp walked is the moment I'll get excited because most of the time they're cleared. Isn't it weird how that happens? Coming up, follow-up to discussion about John McCain. In fact, you won't just hear from me. You'll hear from the president himself. Stay with us. Lots to cover here in the final segment. If you're on the phone, we'd love for you to hold on just for a bit. In fact, let's go out to a call from Columbia and Denise. Good morning, Denise. Denise, are you there? Going once, going twice. I don't know what's going on with these phone lines today, for whatever reason. Let's quickly get to this. Yesterday, I was talking to you about the president's mental health. And I'm going to explain something very important about this coming up. But I want you to hear what the president had to say yesterday about this whole matter of John McCain. Listen up.
A lot of people are asking because they love me. And they ask me about a man named John McCain. And if you want that to tell you about, should I or not? Yes? Yes? So I have to be honest, I've never liked him much. Hasn't been for me. I've really probably never will. But there are certain reasons for it, and I'll tell you. And I do this to save a little time with the press later on. John McCain received a fake and phony dossier. Do you hear about the dossier? It was paid for by crooked Hillary Clinton. Right? And John McCain got it. He got it. And what did he do? Didn't call me. He turned it over to the FBI, hoping to put me in jeopardy. And that's not the nicest thing to do. You know? I endorsed him at his request, and I gave him the kind of funeral that he wanted, which as president, I had to approve. I don't care about this. I didn't get thank you. That's okay. We sent him on the way, but I wasn't a fan of John McCain. So now what we could say is, now we're all set. I don't think I have to answer that question, but the press keeps, what do you think of McCain? What do you think? Not my kind of guy, but some people like him, and I think that's great.
Oh, my goodness. God help us. I gave him the kind of funeral he wanted, which as president I had to approve. I don't care about this. I didn't get a thank you. You ever had people tell you that? Well, I don't really care. You know, I did this. I didn't really care. You know what it says? I freaking care. And it ticks me off that people didn't come up and kiss my rear end because I did it. Come on, folks. Let me tell you why this is important. And I'm passionate about this. A friend of mine sent this to me this morning because I sent him a link for this story. When I saw this story about McCain again, I thought, you have got to be kidding. This has got to be a parody news story that he's talking about this again. Again! It's got to be a joke. No! He's doing this at a speech. So I sent this story to my friend. And I said, this guy's seriously mentally ill. And I know it's not politically popular to say this in what is the talk radio world in which we live. My friend replied and said this, of course he is. I've said this for 2 years. He has all the symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder. But I want you to hear the next paragraph that I share. And this is really important because it captures the heart of one of the reasons why I'm talking about this. Of course he is. I've said for 2 years he has all the symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder. But Gimli the dwarf might be the only thing standing between us and the horde of orca coming out of the Black Gate. John is meditating on this one.
Is that the Hobbit or something?
You're putting this all together, aren't you?
I'm a little slow, but I'm catching on.
You ought to know this better than I do. If you get nothing else from today's program, this is part of my concern. If you believe, as this person who sent this text to me believes, that this presidency is the only thing that may keep us from going off the cliff with all of the craziness of the left, this man better start helping himself. And we need to start calling on him to get the help. Don't you see the constitutional arguments being made right now? He's making the case for a mental health problem, a mental health justification to remove him from office. We ought to be concerned about that. And rather than trying to defend, well, he's done all these wonderful things as president. Yes, he has. But I'll tell you what, he keeps pulling stuff like this. He's only giving his detractors what they need to take him down. Do you understand that? And he's not going to be helped by all of the sycophant talk radio hosts and TV personalities who just keep putting wet ones on his rear end. This has got to be taken seriously. Denise is back.
Hello, everybody.
What are your thoughts, Denise? You only have a minute.
I am no defender of Trump, never have been. McCain is dead and Trump is president, so one is more able to hurt us with his personality disorders. But let's make no mistake, they both suffered from a narcissistic personality disorder.
Oh, I would agree. I would agree. McCain
was a mile wide. Who in the hell plans 5 days of their funeral in 3 cities and directs it from the grave, disinviting the President of the United States? Now, really. So.
Yep, I know, I saw
it. I don't know that that means he can't govern. But each of them, and I think that's why McCain bothers him, because they are both suffering in their life from the same disorder.
Bingo! Denise, you are so right about this. Let's pray that the one who's still alive will get a handle on this. We can talk about this more tomorrow if you want to. I'm not meaning harm here. Let's see this guy restored to health. So it's good for all of us. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.